This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 19th of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather in Israel today is quite pleasant. Tel Aviv enjoys a sunny afternoon while Jerusalem remains mild. Up north in Haifa, expect clear skies. Further south in Be'er Sheva, the sun is shining brightly. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF confirmed that four Nukba commanders from Hamas were killed in a strike in the Shati area, according to Walla, earlier today. Also, Mossad chief Roman Goffman discussed Turkey's military presence with Syrian Foreign Minister Assad al-Shaibani before an Israeli strike on a Syrian target, YNET reports from earlier today. Also this hour, Iran has threatened its Arab neighbors following a UAE missile attack, suggesting their support for the U.S. military equates to participation, as reported by JNS. Separately, Naftali Bennett has presented a new national security platform, while Netanyahu shifts his campaign to attack mode messaging, I-24 News reveals this hour. And finally, Chaim Tomer, a former Mossad official, dismissed claims of Iran's intentions to attack in Europe as mere spin and deceptions, Maariv reported earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Oren Barsky, an Israeli activist, posted earlier today that the real motive behind the anti-Israel campaign is to Islamize the West. Eitan Fishberger, a political analyst, noted that Turkey has been strategically building relationships with influential figures in Washington for potential gains, like sanctions relief. YNET Global highlighted Israel's decision to relocate its Apache squadron north to enhance readiness, particularly after the events of October 7th. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF operation in the Shati area, the strike targeted key figures within Hamas's Beit Lahia battalion. This action follows a series of intensified military efforts in Gaza, as reported by Walla. The elimination of these commanders is seen as a significant blow to Hamas's operational capabilities, affecting their leadership structure. Turning to diplomatic discussions, YNET reports that Mossad's Roman Goffman and Syrian Foreign Minister Assad al-Shaibani held talks about Turkey's military activities. This conversation happened days before an Israeli strike in Syria. The dialogue underscores the complex web of regional alliances and tensions, impacting stability in the area. Meanwhile, Iran's recent threats to its Arab neighbors come after the UAE reportedly assisted the U.S. military, according to JNS. This escalation raises concerns about regional security and the potential for further conflicts involving Iran and its neighbors. In political developments, I-24 News reveals Naftali Bennett's new national security platform. His proposals come amid Netanyahu's aggressive campaign tactics. As election approaches, these moves could sway public opinion and influence voter preferences. Finally, former Mossad official Chaim Tomer told Maariv that claims of an Iranian attack in Europe are baseless. He believes they are part of a broader narrative of misinformation. This skepticism reflects ongoing debates about Iran's strategic intentions. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business reports the launch of Jewit, Simply Be Jewish, a digital initiative connecting AI with Jewish traditions. This project aims to make cultural practices more accessible through technology. Separately, Tech notes that Azrieli's data center operations have slowed, impacting their latest financial results. Despite this, the company is optimistic about future growth, banking on a resurgence in demand. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports a recall of a corn schnitzel brand after a metal piece was discovered in the packaging. The company is pulling the product from shelves to ensure consumer safety. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.